Good evening, Audio Boo. You find me lying on a bed, which is moving sideways, in the general direction at the moment of Genoa, on the northern Italian coast. What's that coastline called, Mark? Is it the Italian Riviera, that bit? Yeah, sort of could be. So we're about an hour out of Milan. We'll talk about that bit in a second. Mark and I have adjoining single cabins, so we have our own little suite here.
Yes.
Which is pretty good. Quite comfortable. Oh, have you still got stuff all over your bed?
Well, yeah, but I'm also sorting out my blazer and stuff as well, so don't worry. It's
yeah.
And to be fair, I've got all the drinks now lined up on my mirror table.
Excellent. I was just wondering about opening the wine.
Yes.
Should I do it?
Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I can get, because I got euros cut out.
Oh dear, okay. So for the recording, Mark and I have been to the expo today, and there will be lots of recordings of that. And then after that, we stopped off at the Duomo to have a little look from outside, and it was all very grand and impressive. They don't really do understatement, do they?
You could say that. This was very, very clearly... This is the church. We're in control.
Yeah.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
This was huge.
It absolutely staggeringly huge. And then I had a look at my phone to see how close Central Station was, and it said that it was 0.3 miles away. I thought, oh, well, that's easy. We'll walk there. And after walking 0.8-something miles... and it telling me that the station was there on the right, 30 feet away, but it clearly wasn't. And then I looked it up on Google and found that it was a mile and a half away. So I don't know what was going on there with Blind Square. So we ended up going to the metro and getting some new tickets and changing again back at Duomo. Getting back...
Is that quite hassle free?
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, well, you're pretty good at looking at the maps and working out where we need to be.
When they haven't scratched the name off.
The one name you actually need. Yeah. And then we got back to Central Station, went to pick up luggage, and then had fun looking for a supermarket, which we found with the help of a member of the public, which was nice. Mm-hmm. We've had a few helpful members of the public
today.
Went down the supermarket getting wine and ham and cheese and stuff and bread.
Yes.
Because the train doesn't have a restaurant car. Then made our way slightly abortively going to platform 19 and then coming back. Making it up onto the train with all the luggage and bang, doors shut and off we go within two minutes of being on board. My goodness me.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. No time wasted there at all.
I mean, the only thing I would say is, effectively, when you're racing up a platform, you're probably on the train.
Although the thing is, it takes us quite a while to get onto the train. So whether how patient they would have been they're trying to dispatch the train with us climbing on.
They weren't kind of. Unmanipulated automatic doors, weren't they? Or I can't remember.
I don't know.
I thought they looked a bit kind of, at least the guard has the
some control over
it. It didn't look like the new kind of automated door thing.
Yeah.
So I'm presuming, they waited for the last one, then you were on and they shut the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, it was close, and I was foaming at the mouth, quite literally.
Mark has rabies, everybody.
I might now.
Mark is sorting himself out, and then we're going to have wine and ham.
But we did get to two compartments does lead eventually, this
guy's. We did, because originally we had that they were the sort of wrong way round, so they didn't have an interconnecting door to begin with. But somebody very kindly moved.
Yes.
And
very quickly as well. It wasn't like, oh, go on.
No, it seemed perfectly happy.
Okay, fine, good.
Well, I suppose one compartment is the same as another, isn't it, if you're
on your own. Yeah, I know, but you know.
Yeah, it was decent.
It's a nice thing to do anyway.
Yeah. This has cost us the grand total of €50 each.
Yes, which is...
which works out at €2.50 per hour.
Or roughly the same price as it is to keep cases in the...
left luggage, yes. Left luggage came to over €30 for today.
Yes, which is €36.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, to be fair, they were quick and they kept it.
But yeah, they were efficient and it was secure
but
everything.
But it is ridiculous. But it is utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Sort out stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll leave you to that then for a little bit. I shall go back to lounging on my bed. Might even do some reading, maybe. Oh. I seem to be glued to the wall as we go around this corner here. What's the lower of the two buttons, where the light switches are?
So, one is like, I haven't really worked out with the other one.
I hope it
might be the sync or the fly.
Okay, so long as it's not a call button, that's fine.
No, the call button is okay.
Good.
Because the call button is, there's a silver button you can go and a microphone underneath.
Oh, right, okay. To order a beer.
Yeah.
Oh.